Welcome to Charm Chat. I'm Nicole from A Pretty Charmed Life.
I'm Angie from Daily Charm Addict.
And I'm Rita from A Charmed Dreamer.
Together, we share our not-so-secret charm addictions,
discuss hot topics in the bead world,
and of course, spill the beads on life.
So, are you ready? Okay, let's chat. Hello, friends. We are back and chatting about new spring releases today. Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Excited.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited about this one. I am so ready for spring.
Oh, me too.
For the weather and for stuff.
So true, right? Oh, my gosh. So where do we start? So many brands that we love and so many new things coming out.
Well, I'd like to start with Pandora because I have to say, I'm usually so excited about Pandora's spring release. It's typically for me the one where I buy the most and I'm most excited. And I was a little disappointed. I didn't think there was that much, unless I'm wrong and there's going to be some other kind of release. But yeah, so far I'm kind of underwhelmed.
I felt the same. Spring is my very favorite.
You guys didn't like the spring collection?
It's not that I didn't like it. It's just there's not that many that I absolutely need. Let's just say that. I mean, I love the butterfly, the rose gold butterfly. That's probably my top.
There was a ton that I loved, but because I bought the entire Marvel collection to get that amazing mixtape jewelry box, I had to kind of be like, okay, you could pick one thing from the, I guess, proper spring collection. And so I did the multicolor curved feather charms, Murano bead. And it's like kind of one, like I said, you can pick one, but you know, when you get Muranos, you have to have two.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my must have day one from spring. But there's still a couple on my wish list that I think I'm going to get.
For me, the only one I was really tempted by was that ladybird.
Yeah.
Like the little red ladybug. However, I thought it was a Murano and it's not. It's just glass.
Oh.
So that was a little disappointing. I probably would have bought it day one had it been an actual Murano, which, I mean, doesn't really make a difference, but it's so pretty and I will get it. But I'm waiting for some kind of promo because they're so expensive now, I think.
I thought it was Murano too, but I thought I read it was a stone.
Oh, it's a stone.
Oh,
I haven't looked.
It says glass in the description, but the back of it, and I can't remember who I saw. Maybe it was Sierra who showed it with the back with a beautiful silver work on the back. So that kind of sold me on it. It's really pretty.
Yeah, it says cutout wing pattern that shines through an opaque red stone.
Oh, stone.
So it's not like a proper stone.
No, because it says glass in the other, like under materials or something. I don't know. It doesn't say Murano anywhere.
Guys, I haven't been in the store to see them in person. Like, I'm trying to be good.
Good. When I went to go pick up Marvel, they hadn't put out the stuff yet because, you know, we got a day early access. And like, do you want to see everything? I was like, I just need two Muranos because they were going to show me everything. I'm like, nope.
We are so strong. After that last episode, we're just really being picky, right?
Yeah. And there's no promo either. I guess that makes a difference too.
Now, do they count Marvel as part of spring?
I don't think so.
No, two separate things. Because I do like that mixtape. Mm. I would like all of them. I commented on your brilliant video, Nicole, that I would actually love all of them. But I bought none of them because I can't have all of them. And I love the little case, which I thought was so cute. But if I had to pick one of them, it would be that little mixtape, if that counts for spring.
Yes.
And the other thing was the sparkling swallow. Yes. I thought that was really pretty.
Nice message on that one.
Yeah. It's what is it? You can fly or you can soar. Yeah.
And then there's the other one with the swallow. It says something about dreams. What is that, guys? I can't remember. But I remember just something about dream or dreaming. Or
is it the cloud?
I got to look it up. Yeah, the cloud. There's something about dreams. Oh, your dreams fly or something like that.
Let your dreams be your wings.
Something like that. It's like good.
This sounds like a tattoo or something, but I think, yeah, there were a lot of feathers and a lot of like flight and that kind of things.
But those Murano glass, you guys, the beads that I got are so freaking beautiful. So
do you have a special plan for them?
No. You know what it made me really want though? And then it made me realize Pandora hasn't done it, is freaking Pocahontas. Like, why do we not have any Pocahontas
it's
charms?
It's true.
Oh.
It'd be good for Pocahontas.
It'd be perfect.
Guys, I'm not a fan of feathers.
It's okay.
I have to say, I wasn't back in the 80s or whenever they were in, and I'm still not 100%. But the Muranos are nice. I want to see them in person before I decide, but it's not pulling. It's not pulling to me. What's the word?
It's tempting.
Yeah,
you're not gravitating towards them.
Yeah, I'm trying to translate.
Not speaking to you.
It's not working. Yeah, it's just not calling me.
Say it in Italian. Yeah.
How about the pig, guys? The pig.
Oh my God. I think I made fun of him before because I was like, what is that? Yeah. Like that thing on his forehead wasn't clearly a unicorn horn, but he's cute. Yeah. I'd get him.
It's cute. It is cute.
That's a hard no for me. Now, I do like feathers. I was, yeah, that girl in high school with the feather earrings, the long feather earrings. I have a feather tattoo. I love birds. So, yeah.
I like feathers, too. I think, like, growing up Southwest, it's, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah. True.
But when you said Pocahontas, I'm like, oh, I could go for that.
Yeah.
That changed my mind.
Just that Disney.
Yeah, Disney does it. Guys, that swallow says, the cloud swallow says, let your dreams be your wings. I just looked it up. I need it.
When you say cloud swallow, is there a cloud with a bird?
Yeah, there's a cloud and like maybe raindrops or something. And then there's a swallow. Guys, I have a little swallow story. You want to hear it?
Sure.
When I was little, my mom used to read this book. So my mom, you know, she was from Italy, so she didn't speak English that well. And she did a little bit. She read the news.
You're not going to tell us that she used to step on swallows, right? No. Yeah.
No, she used to read this book that, like, the only book we had in Italian that was my brother's when he took, like, some Italian class or something. So she would read me this story about this little swallow that came, he made a nest near this little boy's room's window. And it was like so beautiful. They became best friends. It was kind of like sad at the end, but because he flew away, but it was so nice. And I just always asked her to read it. So I have a really strong connection to swallows because of that and my mom. So yeah, I'm going to need something swallow and dreams and, you know, why not?
It's very funny how we make connections with beads and charms that way.
Yeah, we do. What else is out?
You know, I was a little late to this because this is like pre-spring. I think this is more Valentine's. But I recently placed an order from Elf Beads. One, because I had to have that princess charm deal set. But there was this little frog in a boat. And you guys know I love frogs. And I was just like, when that first came out, I was like, do I need it? I was like, no, you have so many frogs. You cut yourself off on frogs. But then, like, I think Linda had posted it and I just kept seeing posts of it. I'm like, I need this cute little frog in my life. So I ordered that little frog too.
It's such a sweet design. I think Myra designed it, didn't she?
Did. She's so good.
From Cheng's collection. Yeah, she's really, really talented.
We need to get her on the pod.
Oh, we need to talk to her.
We do.
Absolutely. All right, I'm on it.
Okay.
Guys, we need to talk about that princess charm deal thing because, oh my gosh, it's got pearl dust, like my favorite Elf Beads Wonder Dust. It's like pearl dust, but it's faceted. So I'm waiting for it to come at this point right now. I've ordered it, but I don't have it in my hands. And I'm so excited. I'm just so excited. And it's called Princess.
I was super lucky to get a sample of it back in, I don't know, September or October. And I'm like, when are these coming out? And at the time, Mila had no idea. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, it's here.
Oh my gosh, you need to show us. I need to see them. I did see some videos from Micah and from Teddy. I always love seeing their videos. So I did see them show it close up and they're just beautiful.
It's still with those, like nothing does it justice than seeing it in person. Sure. So you're going to love them.
Yeah, they're really beautiful.
I'm so excited. Wait, you know what I want to do? What? I want to compare them to the Wonder Dust, like side by side. I just want to see. I know the colors are a little bit different. Like there's no blue in the new one, but it's, and guys, the green is like so Tinkerbell. And I only have one Tinkerbell Murano. So I'm hoping that's going to go with my Tinkerbell.
Did you get doubles, Rita?
I did. I will never do that again.
Scouts lesson learned.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. If I can, you know.
No, I missed out on that set, but I did order from Elf Beads too. I haven't got them yet. Of course, it takes a little longer when we're in Canada, but Yeah. I had to get the Spring Cottage. I thought that was really, really cute because I wear my witch's cottage quite often. I really like the detail. This one is really sweet with little, there's a little butterfly on it, Rita, and little flowers. Yeah, it's very, very cute.
I might need it.
And yeah, and then those Stardust Violets, the glass.
Yeah.
Once I saw those, I thought, oh my gosh, those are so beautiful. I just love them. Cannot wait to have them in person.
I did get a set.
You'll be happy to know.
Yay. Yeah, I got those too. And then there was something else that I was trying to decide between. Like there was a couple I was trying to decide between. And I kept going to Linda's at LSN2, Linda's YouTube video about the Galaxy collection. I kept going back and like looking at them really closely. So thank you, Linda, if she's listening. It really helped me decide. And I ended up getting the Nebula Star Monroe, and they were part of the second Galaxy collection. So they were, I think, maybe around the same time as the Valentines, but I just got them. So I'm so excited about those too, because they are kind of purple and they have little stars in them. So CZ stars.
I feel like I'm kind of late with all this spring stuff because everything is still in transit. By the time this airs, hopefully I will have them. But I also got a Troll Beads bead that I couldn't resist, which was the Trinity of the Heart. So I don't know if it's actually spring, but it kind of came out with the birds and there's a bird on kind of making a nest. So I'm such a sucker for birds. So I got that one too. But the Trinity of the Heart has rose quartz, strawberry quartz, and a moonstone, feldspar moonstone. So I guess, you know, they're all genuine stones, just in a trinity, and it's designed by my Soren. So that and the bird are, that's what I got from Troll Beads. So I'm really excited.
Dude, that's so stunning. Like, I saw it. It's really, really pretty.
I looked it up when she said it too, and I was like, damn, that's a good one. There's, I haven't purchased Troll Beads yet this year, but I think my first purchase, if I do, and it may have been Valentine's, or I don't know, did they do Valentine's and spring at the same time? Maybe. But the Love and Care bead that has the little ladybug on it, I really, really want that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they only had two for Valentine's, so kind of smush it into spring.
Yeah,
we will allow it.
Did they just come out with the, for the spring, Angie, did they just come out with the Trinity and the bird, or was there a bracelet too?
No, there wasn't a bracelet that I saw. And I don't even know if these are technically for spring. They seem to be putting out smaller sort of collections as we go. So for me, I thought, bird nest, it's kind of spring.
That's nice.
And the light-colored stones. So,
guys, speaking of birds, how about a dead bird from
Oh, my gosh, so funny.
It's so good. You know what? When I first saw him, I'm like, okay, I'm going to call it sleeping bird because I really don't want to call it dead bird. But then I read the description. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's all about death and life and, you know, in taking the in-between.
Rebirth. And
oh my gosh, it's like so good. And yeah, it's kind of like celebrate life-ish. So I love it now.
I was going to say my favorite Om bead that's kind of for spring and Easter-y is Celebrate Life by someone we know. It's so beautiful. And the butterfly.
I'm so happy.
But yeah, the dead bird kind of has almost the same kind of meaning. But did you know that on the underside of it, in the feathers, comes a sprout, like a, you know, a cotyledon. like two little leaves coming from the death of the bird. But
I just filmed for the preview day for that, and I didn't notice it until the end. I was like, wait, what is that? And it's like, oh, it's a little sproutling.
Mm-hmm. Aside from that, though, it's actually a beautifully crafted bead. Like the feathers are just, here I am with my feathers again and my birds. They're beautiful. And yeah, like you said, everyone kind of like, what? That's kind of morbid or whatever. And I have seen poor little birds perish in my windows, which is so sad.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And traumatizing. So I like to think, okay, this gives it a more positive meaning, right?
It does. I really suggest that when people are looking at Om beads specifically, to read the description of the beads, because oh my gosh, they put so much like heart and soul into that, and the meanings are amazing, and they can change your whole perspective about a bead.
Absolutely. I have bought beads because of what it is written about them. It's very, very cool.
I mean, there's a glass called Primordial Hope. Like, oh, it's like these beads are speaking to me, all of them, like all my messages that I need to hear and want to share. So, and that glass, the guys, that looks like, to me, it looks like Fairy Wren.
Total Fairy Wren vibes.
Oh my gosh, From the Depth.
Which is a bird.
Which is a bird. Mm-hmm. This one's about ocean, right? From the Depths. It's got a little bit of purple in it. I'm happy.
Mine is beautiful. I love it. I'm really excited that they did that like filigree type Year of the Rabbit thing, because I have the Year of the Rooster one because that's my Chinese zodiac. And I was so excited that they're doing the Year of the Rabbit that way. Then it made me wonder, like, did they always do them that way? Does every zodiac have a little filigree version of itself? Angie, you're like my Om encyclopedia. What do you know?
Angie, yeah. Om, Queen of Om.
I don't think the Year of the Rat is like that. No, I think it's absolutely beautiful. And all I see are Om symbols in it.
Yeah, I love it.
They're not so subtle, not so hidden, but that one is so beautiful for the movement. Like it looks like that rabbit is, because like, we also have rabbits in our backyard. And when they run, you know, it's just like that. You can just see it.
So true. And how about that flower goddess?
I freaked out.
Oh my gosh.
And how big she was. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's stunning. And okay, guys, this is what I wasn't sure of. It looks like there's a little butterfly hanging at the bottom, but it says something about a bee.
It's a bee, a little bee getting...
I see a butterfly, but then there's like a little tail thing. So, okay.
I think it's fertilizing the flower.
Okay, that's true. I just see butterflies everywhere, but it's beautiful. And I'm so excited about the planets. It looks like we've got three now. So it looks like they're moving into the direction like the closest to the sun. Farther out. So that's so far, that's what it looks like, right?
I didn't even put that together.
Because we had Mercury and then we had Venus and now
I
we
also
have Earth.
Don't have it memorized. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't have known.
It's okay. I don't know anything about geography. So when they talked about Lake Baikal, I had to look it up. So, and it's beautiful. And that lake is like the deepest lake in the world. I had no idea.
It looks just like the bead.
It does.
Like the earth bead looks just like the lake. It's incredible. The job they did, like when it's frozen. Very cool.
It's so cool. I'm so excited about this collection. Guys, did you see the true beads that came out that are like coffee?
Yes.
Like there's coffee cups, coffee beans, coffee dangles.
So fun.
Oh my gosh. I love them. I love coffee. So they're so cool. I just thought they were cool.
Yeah, I did see those. And now that I'm all into the espresso at home and my espresso machine, I was very tempted. But I know. I have the troll beads one that is like the coffee bean already and the cups. So, and my own beads coffee collection. So I'm probably well represented for coffee right now. And of course, my Pandora.
Oh, yeah. Little Pandora. I have that too. And I know Maress came out with more of their play collection. And I always love seeing the way Maud designs with that. And I think I even saw Karen have some. So it was cool. Okay, so guys, what is still on your wish list of any beads out there?
The Swallow from Pandora for me, for sure. But I think I'll wait for a promo as well.
Yeah.
And with that, I'll probably get a couple other things that weren't necessarily spring. But I want 2 nailed hearts for earrings. And then I need the Pandora Rose Pandora Me earrings. So definitely waiting for a promo for all that.
Yeah, I hope we get one soon. Well, now I need to get the Summer Cottage now after Angie told me there's a butterfly on it.
Well, it's only the spring one. It's not summer yet. You're jumping ahead.
Oh, is it spring? Oh,
spring yeah. Sorry. Hopefully we get a summer one. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I have the winter one. I have the winter. It's on my Harry Potter bracelet because it just reminds me of Hagrid's hut.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I never got that one.
They're so cool. And they're like a really nice, like heavy bead too. They're really nice. And yeah, for me, the Pandora butterfly, the rose gold one, it says one of a kind, I think, on the back of it. I never got the blue one. So the pink in the rose gold, I think will be good. Something, you know, that I need more of maybe. And it has the same message, but I still want the Swallow. I do. And I don't know about the Muranos. I have to see them in person. So
you love them. Maybe you won't, but
I don't know. It's the feathers that are kind of throwing me off.
Well, they're kind of on the side, right? So you probably can't see them too well, but
like I never got any of the other ones with stuff on the side. I never got the hearts. I never got the stars. I never got the snowflakes.
I got those ones. I think they're so pretty.
You know what? I think those big chunky ones that we first got when they first came out with the side detail, I think they turned you off.
I think so too.
All of them since then have been so much better proportioned.
Oh, so they're smaller. I think,
for sure.
Okay. Then I need to
give them a chance.
I need to give them a chance.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
I'm kind of being good because I'm saving up, or my wish list is kind of small because I'm saving up for my next Disneyland trip for spring break.
Yay. Oh my gosh, Disney. You guys, speaking of Disney, our next episode is going to be all about Disney vacation tips. And Angie's going to lead us in that. And I think we all have, you know, a lot to say about that. And I'm sure that there will be some charm talk in there too.
Yeah, I think we have a lot to talk about. This could be a very long episode because, yeah, we're all crazy Disney people, right? Charms and trips.
It's true. And a lot of people wanted to have this episode. So it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be really good.
The community has asked for it. So yes, we must deliver.
And oblige. Yes. So friends, we invite you to join the conversation and let us know your spring favorites and what you got, what is on your wish list by tagging us on Instagram at Charm Chat Podcast or emailing us at charmchatpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much to all of you for being here. See you next time. And don't forget to stay charming.